Weiter in Shasri and Makosaf Yurches, picking it up, four lines down, Gufa. We had mentioned yesterday that Rav Shimon says the following, Gufa Amar Rava, Zar Sha'achal Min Ola, Lefnezukas Chutz Lechoma, Rav Shimon Loka Chamesh. Rabbi said that a non-Kohen who eat from a carbon Ola before throwing the dam and outside of the walls, according to Rav Shimon, you're going to be chayev five. What are these five that you're going to be over? We said you're going to be chayev for eating outside of Yerushalayim, and for eating it before the dam was thrown in the mizbech. And number three is for eating even though he's a zar. Number four is eating outside of the zara of the Beis HaMikdash. Number five, eating an ola, because you're not allowed to have it all at all, so it's going to be completely and totally burnt. So that's what the Gemara says. Now, we ended up saying with that doesn't mean actually the Malkus for it, but it's going to be over five Yisurim. Gufa Merava. So the Gemara says, Zuzukas Chus L'Chomer, the Rabbi Shimon, Loka Chamesh. Frek the Gemara, V'lukle Nami Mishom Bazar Lo Yochel Kikodesh. Why don't we also give Malkus for the fact that it says, by the Shlomim that was given during the Miluim, when they were inaugurating the Mishkan, which had Kotche Kotchim, is the love of Kotche Kotchim. So he says a non-Kohen can't eat of it because they are Kodesh, because they're Kotche Kotchim. The Torah is telling us that a non-Kohen is also from eating any Kotche Kotchim, and therefore it's also something that's an Ola. It says, Rashi, Dechsev b'miluim u'midechsev, ki Kodesh heim nosan tam l'davar, l'fi sheim Kotche Kotchim, l'hazir zazar, al kol Kotche Kotchim, yishav b'chayev. Six, why don't we say that one? Hani Mili, and for the Gemara, no, Hani Mili, Heicha de Kohanim Chazi. That's in a case where it was Roy for the Kohanim to go out and to eat it, then he's going to be Chai of that. But Hachal de Kohanim, Nami Lechazi, they're not able to eat it either because it's an Ola. It says Rashi, Kedachsiv Rashi de Krav, Achlu Osam, Asher Koperahem. It's going to be something for them to be able to, Asher Koperahem, right? That they get a kapara through this type of thing by eating it, then Vizat Lo Yechal Kodeshem. But with the Kohanim can't have it all together, therefore it doesn't fall into the category. Vilkla Nami, what about another Malkus, another Is? That we know you're going to get that there's an iser of meat in the field that's a treifa, you can't eat it, which is teaching us that once it leaves the mechitzas, it becomes aser. Says Rashi, misvasada yisera kadriyek kisade. She'ein bo mechitzas. This is going to be said, there's no mechitzas. V'lamadnu mikan kachay kachem chutz leklaim, outside of the curtains. V'over shaltias yado b'shash chitas imo. What do we care where this is? In other words, if this is considered a treifa, the place of where it is doesn't matter, and therefore when the Torah says in the field, unnecessarily it's coming to tell to teach us a concept of meat in the field, right? Or meat that went out of its boundaries. It's saying that there's going to be usher. So the pasuk means that the meat which is either in a field or treifa, torn up, can't be eaten. And when it says in the field, it's referring to anything that leaves the confines assigned to it by the Torah. So just like a field is an area which is no wall, and bringing in. So too, we have things that leave their areas are considered in the field, and therefore going to be usher to eat. So meat of kachay kachim, which has to be eaten in the temple, the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara, is considered unfit if it's taken outside of that area and can't be eaten, even if it's brought back in. That's also by kachim kalim as well. Now, another way we can understand this rule over here, which is Rashi ends off with, is when the animal sticks its limb out of the womb and then pulls it back in. And its mother was then shechted. Although, we know, if you have this fetus that's inside the womb, a ben pakua, it's mutter to go eat without a nishchita. The limb that went out of it becomes aser because it went out of its boundaries. Once it left that area, which is the Torah says is mutter where you're allowed to be. So kevach chetz basu chutzam yichasas on esrei to be aser as well. Why don't we throw it away in? Says Gemara, no hani mili hecha de bifnim chazi hacha de bifnim nami lo chazi. That only applies in a case of where if it was inside, it would be chazi, it would be ro'i and fit to be able to be eaten. But this even inside wouldn't have been ro'i to be eaten because it is an ola and ola isn't in there at all. So therefore, that iser doesn't get tacked on to it. V'lilka nami kidu Rabbi Eliezer. So why don't we at least let this person also get Malkus for another Isser with something Rabbi Eliezer taught us, to Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, yeah, Gimel. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, right? That's what he adds in over here. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Yeachel, do not, Lo Yeachel Kikodeshu. It says about no sar, right? This carbon that's not supposed to be left over, that's left over the next day, it cannot be eaten. It is kodesh. Oh, what do we learn from this idea when I say that it is Kodesh? Beep, turn the page. Yud Chesamid Base. Anything, kol sheba kodesh, patzel, any of the kodesh things that become disqualified, bal kasalitin lo saste al chilo, so the patzel comes to give us a lo saste on eating. It says, Rashi, dechsiv ben nosar lo yochel ki kodeshu, nosan tam ledover, ki kodeshu shenifsal, ukamo kein, and therefore, kol hakotshim shenifsu, anything that becomes patzel. Since an ola that leaves the azara is a kodesh thing that became patzel, so it should be number six. But the Gemara, Hani Mili Hichad to call them Psula Chazi. Now, it's only before it was Pasul that it was Chazi, right, she says, just like Nosar, right? Because Nosar before became Pasul, it was right to be eaten over here. Hacha to call them Psula Nami Lachazi, even before it became Pasul, it wasn't able to be eaten. So therefore, this din doesn't apply. Why couldn't he be eaten before? Again, because this is an ola, and a carbon ola goes up, ola, up, completely. It is totally and completely burnt to the Lord. Therefore, it was a chali before as well. So why don't we give Malchus like the other statement that Rabbi Eliezer says? That Tanya learned in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's got to be totally burnt. It cannot be eaten. Kol shehu, what is this? What are we talking about here? It says got to be chol minchas kohen kalil tihiel lo seichel. Every carbon mincha of a kohen is entirely burnt up and it can't be eaten. Kol shehu bekalil tihiel, anything that is falls into the category is to be entirely burned, is also going to be litin lo sase al achila. So it gets a lo sase on eating over here. And ola, something's get totally burned up. And therefore, it should also get malchus for this as well. It says, okay, that's true. Someone who has an ola is going to get malchus. They got malchus because of this. Virava mehai kra ka'amar. When Rava said his list of the five things that Rav Shimon says that you're going to be chayav for, you're going to get malchus, meaning over the Yisurimar, he was talking about mehai kra from that pasuk that we brought earlier, that pasuk we brought a few times in yesterday's daf, that you can't eat in your cities outside of Yerushalayim, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he's mask him, that there could be other Yisurim that would come from different pasukim. This is from another pasuk, no problem, that there, maybe there's a sixth. Amarav Gidol Marav Simon Kuza Kohen Shaochel Mechatas Va'asham Lefnei Zrika. If the Kohen goes and eats from the carbon house before the Zrika, Loki gets Malchus. My Taima, why would he get Malchus? In other words, what's the Pasuk? The Amakra, Pasuk says, Va'achlu Samasher Kuper Bahem. They get they eat from them that which they got kapara through them. La'acha kapara in, which means only after kapara. Say kapara lo, but not before. And the kapara only comes once you do the rikas adam. Lav abam mechlala say lavu. And an iser that is comes through in asay is considered a lav. So the kohanim are able to go and eat this meat of kachay kachem like the chattas and the asham after the rikas adam. If they eat it beforehand, then they're going to get malchus because of this pasuk. Lav haba mechlal asay. And that's a lav. Masiv Rava, Frek Rava. You want to tell me a lav of Omechal say is enough to give Malchus? Masiv Rava, V'chol behema mafresis parsa, V'shosas shesa, shtei prasos mailas gera, V'behema osam osah tochelu. Happens to be, this is a pasuk which is in Devarim. It's also a similar pasuk in this week's parsha. Parsha Shemini. So anyway, V'chol behema mafresis parsa, any animal has split hooves and is completely separate into two hooves that brings and chooses cud among the other animals, you can eat it. Osa tochele vein behema acheres tochele. It you can eat, but you can't eat other animals. Rashi siv dechsiv kol behema afresas parasa. Osa tochele v'lo behema temeya shein simon malalu behu. The alma lava ba mechlel asay asay. You see a lava that comes from an asay is actually an asay. We said before, lav v'mechal asay is a lav, but now we're saying a lav v'mechal asay is an asay. V'itik ta'am et v'julah, what you say, it's considered a lav, then ezeh lo sochlu, lamali. Must be a lav v'mechal asay is not considered a lav, and therefore you wouldn't be getting malchus over here. What's going on? So the Gemara says, okay, very good. Eliyit Marachid. If you want to say this, is what we're saying. Amar of Gidol Marav, Zar Shachal Mechatas V'Ashem Lefnei Zerika. If a Zar, a non-coin, ate from a Mechatas or an Ashem before Zerika, Potter, he's going to be Potter from getting Malkus. This is though, even though we know a Zar is not allowed to eat Kachi Kachim over here. He's not a coin. My time, oh, why is he Potter? To Amar Krav, Achlu Osam Asher Kuper Bahem. And you shall eat those which gave you a Kapara for them. Kol Echa de Karin and Bey, V'achlo Sama Shakuper, anything that would apply to that person, Karin Bey, V'zar Loyocho, Ki Kodeshem. So Zar can't eat because it's Kodesh. Only then is a Zar going to get Malchus, V'in Kacha Kachem. Kol Echa de Lo Karin and Bey, V'achlo Sama Shakuper, V'am, whatever. We can't apply that part over here, that part of the Pasuk. Before the Zrika Zadam, they can't apply that because they're not, you know, it didn't happen yet. Lo Karin and Bey, V'zar Loyocho, we don't put that Pasuk of a Zar, Loyocho. Therefore, the Zar is not going to get Malkus for that. Now we go back to the discussion that we had in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and that was a discussion about Bikurim. When is it Mutar? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Bikurim Hanacha Me'akeves Ben. Bikurim Hanacha is going to be Me'akev. That means putting it down in front of the Be'er. It says Lefnei Achag. B'nei Kriya Ninhu. L'achar Achag La B'nei Kriya Ninhu. D'ksev Basar Kriya. V'samachta B'chol Tov. Atov Me'atzeres V'adachag. From there, you don't read anymore. So, Bikurim Hanacha Me'akevesen, Kriya Ein Me'akevesen. Kriya reading is not going to be Ma'akev. Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar, Achi, did Rabbi Elazar really say that? Because that was a statement. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Did Rabbi Elazar say that? V'Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Hifrish Bikurim Kol Nechag. If someone took off Bikurim before Sukkos, V'Avar Aleim Achag, and then Sukkos passed, and he didn't bring it to Beis HaMikdash, Yerkavu. You have to leave them to rot. You can't bring them anymore to Beis HaMikdash. My lab, Mishum Dlo Matsu, the Mikra Elam, isn't because of the fact they're not able to read them anymore. You can't read the Psukim over them after Sukkos. Because the Chiyav to say these, to bring the Psukim happened at the time that the Bikurim were separated before Sukkos. And now you can no longer do it, so therefore you got to leave it to rot. Visaka Daitach Kriya in Ma'akevasman. But if you think that Kriya is not Ma'akev, now, my Yerkavu, why does it have to be left to rot? Even though the Pasuk can't be said anymore, bring the Bikurim. And then go ahead and let the Kohen put him in front of the, do the Hanacha, put him in front of the Zvech, and let the Kohen beat them. Kid Rabbi Zeira, goes going to Rabbi Zeira. Tell me Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says about a carbon, Mincha, Kola Ro'oi Labila, Ein Bila Ma'akevis. Anything that is fit to be mixed, so then if you didn't mix it, it's still going to be kosher. V'chol she'ino roi l'bila, but any type of mincha that's not roi l'bila, bila ma'akev, then not mixing it will be ma'akev. A carbon mincha is basically mixed between flour and oil, and it says that they should be mixed together. So then, well, then we, with that information, we understand the following concept. This is a Mishnah in Menachos. The Mishnah is saying that a mincha that has up to 60 isrin of flour can be brought in one kli, but a mincha of more than 60 isurin has to be brought in two kelim, because the chachamim figured out that only an amount of up to 60 can be mixed in one kli. But it seems to go against another thing, which says that a mincha is good even if you don't mix it. So Rav Zeira explains that even though you don't need zama akev, it has to be that you have the ability to do it. Right? Even though it says mixed, it never really says that you have to do it. It just speaks about it as mixed. And therefore, we have no reason to think that it's something that's ma'akev. But the Torah does say it. So Rav Zeira learns out that the mincha must be ro'i to be blended and mixed. Otherwise, it wouldn't have said such a thing. So, kol ro'i l'bia and bila ma'akevis. Kol she'en ro'i l'bia, it's not able to be because there's too much in it. Then bila ma'akevis, and then it's actually going to be ma'akev. So the same thing is also by Bikurim. If the psukim can be said, then even if you didn't say it, okay, it's not ma'akev. But if they're not able to be said, then it's going to be ma'akev and it's going to be pasal. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yaakov, Masel Kedur Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. He learned from Rabbi Elazar, he says, learned from Rabbi Asi, Vekashi Alei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and then he ended up having a Kashi, Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan. And me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Bikur, Menachem, Yaakevus, Behen, Kriya, Ema, Yaakevus, Behen, Valboi, Minei, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Bikur, Me, Ema, Semutar, Lakonim. When is it, from which point on, are Bikur, Mutter for the Kohanim to go to eat? Vamalei, Haruuyin, Lakriya, Mishakar Aleim, Bikurim that are now to be read, you know, read the psukim over them, amutar, from when the owner says the psukim. V'shein ruin l'kriya mishira'u p'nei abayis, and bikurim that are not subject to be read over them, right, this psukim, are going to be from the time that they see the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the things that are separate after Sukkos, right? Because then there's no reading from him, or if there's some reason why you'd maybe be in Ukore. Then it's from when it sees Pnei Abayis, right? It says, Mishirichas u'lazar, v'anocha lo makev es klal, manocha is not makev at all. So this response of Yochanan kind of goes against his first thing. Kasha kriya kriya. It's a kasha between what he said about reading and reading. It's according to the first statement, it's not ma'akev. According to the second one, it is essential to the Bikurim that has to be said. Kasha anocha anocha. And also there's contradiction between these things about putting it down. According to the first one, it's ma'akev, you need to do it. According to the second one, Bikurim are not Bikurim that don't have to be read from are, once they get in there, the mutter immediately they have to put down. So it's about kriya kriya lo kasha, it's not a kasha reading on reading, because ha Rabbi Shimon, the second one is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it is ma'akev, we saw that in Daf Yud Zayin, and ha Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, no, it's not ma'akev to go to read it. Hanacha, hanacha, nami lo kasha, ha kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, the second one goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that putting it in front of the Mizbeach is not ma'akev, like we're going to see. For Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, who say that you do have to put it over there. Now, what do we see as machlokas? My Rabbi Yehuda, the time went to the Baisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'hi nachto zu tenufa. When the pasuk says by Bikurim and you place it before Hashem, this is talking about tenufa, waving it. Ata Omer is a tenufa. Ela hanacha mamish. Rabbi means hanacha. Kishu Omer v'hi nicho he hanacha Omer. It says v'hi nicho means hanacha was already said. Hamani mekayim v'hi nachto zu tenufa must be talking about tenufa. Therefore. Since Rabbi Yehuda explains the Torah's second thing when it says to place the Bikurim is teaching this new thing of waving, then the first one when it says to put it down is never repeated. And therefore, the general rule is that any detail that's not essential until the Torah repeats it, Rabbi Yehuda must be of the opinion that placing the Bikurim for the Mizbeach is not Ma'akev. Uman Tana, the polygamy Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says that no, it is ma'akev. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the time was in the Brisa. V'lokach koin atenem yadecha. The Torah says by Bikurim, the koin shall take the basket from your hand. Limid al Bikurim shetun in tenufa. That teaches already that he needs to have tenufa. Div Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, as I expect Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So since he learns that the waving the Bikurim from this pasuk and not from and you shall place it, that must be that this is repeated and therefore it is ma'akev. It's got to be put down. Okay, where do we see that the coin shall take the basket of your hands means tenufa? My time with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ask your yad yad mishlamim. We learn this gzera shavi yad yad. Ksiv hachavalak hachoyim hatanem miyadecha. Ksiv yadav tivienu eis ishe Hashem. And it says about the shlamim, with his hands shall he bring the fire offerings of Hashem. So we have a gzera shavi that we learn out one from the other. Bikurim from tenufa. And not only that, makan kohen, just like here in the case of Bikurim, the waving is done by the kohen, because it says v'lokach ha'kohen miyadecha. Aflaon kohen, so too, by the case of shlamim, it's done by the kohen. Ma laholim ba'olim, just like over there in the case of shlamim, the ba'ilim, ma laholim ba'ilim, the owners have to wave it. Like it says, he'll deliver his offering to Hashem with his own hands, he'll bring it. Afkan ba'ilim, so too, in the case of Bikurim, the owner has to also do tenufa, even though it says only the Kohen. So the Gezeirah Shavah is teaching us the case of that in the case of Shlomim and Bikurim, both Kohen and the owner are involved in it. How case I know both of them do the waving. Meaning Kohen Yadav Tachas Yedei Ba'ilim. I mean, if the Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the owners and they wave the Karban together. Amarava bar Abba, Amarava bar Abba, Amarav Yitzhak. Bikurim, peep, turn the page. From which point are you chai? Rashi says, Misa Zar Ha'ochlin. Which means from what point on is one chayev for eating them? When someone goes ahead and they eat them, that we have a bit of a problem. Misha Yiru Pnei Abayis, from the time that it sees the face of the house, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, when they come into the Azar. Come on, who does that go like? Ki Hai Tana goes like according to the following Tana, the time of the Abayis, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bikurim Miktsasam Bechotz Miktsasam Bifnim. If Bikurim was partially outside the Chotzer and partially inside, the part that are outside are considered totally regular fruits in every way. The things that are inside are considered like hektish in every which way. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.